Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Now, Maria, don't do it to me. I was distracted by Metallica all weekend. I wasn't paying attention to things. You're going to tell me now that it may have happened?
On Friday.
Yeah.
The internet went insane.
Okay.
Well, the Taylor Swift corner of the internet.
Which I am firmly a part of.
Because a large white tent was set up at a place called Ocean House in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, okay.
In New York. And people started arriving.
Oh.
To this massive white tent.
When you say people, do you mean punters or do you mean like famous people or...
They were, the quote I saw was people believed to be close friends and family.
Okay.
Which would indicate that maybe they're not known people.
So maybe if Taylor Swift's plan with Travis Kelce is to have the big kind of celebrity-filled event in Madison Square Gardens, then maybe they will already have been married.
I would imagine that that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and family first.
So that it's a nice ceremony for them. And then, like, she seems like the type that would love her fans and the world to celebrate. So she'll put on a spectacle.
Gotcha.
That's what I would imagine is going to happen.
So you think possibly then in Rhode Island that this was the official, no, unofficial, quiet, personal, private wedding?
But probably legal, the legal side of it. Anyway, there were fireworks.
Okay.
There was increased security around the area. And there was a New York politician talked about Taylor Swift's wedding coming up. But
was this the mayor's or Zoran Damney when he said, like, he goes, like, we've got so much going on. We got the Knicks celebrations. We got the World Cup. We got July 4th celebrations. We've got Taylor Swift's wedding. He was just like deadpan about it. Like,
but that could be about Madison Square Garden and not this Ocean House place in Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island, supposedly, because that's north of, it's not in New York. It's its own state. So it's like, so it's between New York and Boston. So it wouldn't, if he was talking about that, he wouldn't talk about Rhode Island.
Oh, would he not?
No.
So this is the other thing. Apparently their original location, do you remember, I talked about it months ago, that Taylor Swift paid off another couple who had a wedding venue.
Yes.
Booked for the date that she wanted it.
I remember
and
this.
And she paid them a ridiculous amount of money so that they would give up their date.
Yeah.
And apparently that location was north of New York City, which is where their dream location would be to get married.
Okay, so maybe Rhode
which
Island.
Is where this Ocean House place is.
Right.
Now, when you look under any of the stories circulating online, people are like, this is a really popular wedding venue. We are in wedding season. People arrive at weddings. People have tents at weddings and do fireworks displays.
Rich, unknown people have increased security. Like, you could be a Wall Street financier guy.
Yeah, nobody knows you to look at.
Your daughter's getting married.
Yeah.
But you go, I need a few heavies around with, like, earpieces and bits.
Yeah. So there's a split on whether people believe that this was Taylor and Travis's actual wedding or whether, like, the first comment under it is, this is literally some random person's wedding. Like, that person doesn't feel like they're random. They're like, I've been planning this for 2 years.
It might well be some random
person. Do you think it was Taylor's wedding?
My gut is no. I think everything about this, like, not just this, the whole Madison, I think everything's a ruse.
But so that's a lot of people think that this is a distraction.
Mm.
And that maybe this was all happening and elsewhere in a tiny corner they're actually doing it, you know.
Because you would think that she knows, like, one of the biggest events in the world is the World Cup, which is happening in that city. You'd imagine, like, she's not going to be timing her wedding around the time that the World Cup is going to be on in the city as well. I know it's a huge city and it might actually, you mightn't even notice that the World Cup is on, but you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. Yeah, so this whole thing of July 3rd at Madison Square Gardens, you think is too ensconced in the Knicks celebrations, the World Cup,
100%.
July 4th. She wants to stand out on her own.
Yeah.
I don't think she cares. I think she's like, I'm Taylor Swift.
I'm bigger than the World Cup.
She's not.
That's what she thinks.
That's what you think.
I didn't say that, but yeah. I know which one I'd watch. Argentina versus Portugal or Taylor Swift's wedding video. Yes, please.
Maybe it's happened. So we don't know. There's no... the only reason I think that this could be a distraction, right?
Yeah.
Is because she is well aware of what people say about her.
Yeah.
She's well aware of what her fans think. And if her fans are online going insane about the fact that maybe she got married, she would just post, stick up a story and show that she's in her PJs with her cat. Or, do you know what I mean? To kill the rumors. She's not killing the rumors.
But then in fairness, there are so many Taylor rumors about everything, and she breadcrumbs so much stuff. She couldn't possibly quell every...
She sees them all.
Yeah, but she couldn't quell them all.
But you don't have to do it all. You just have to put up a story of you in your PJs. Mm. You're like watching another Friends rerun with my cat.
What was better, Metallica in Aviva or Taylor Swift in Aviva?
Very different. Both shared with,
very different.
Both shared with one of my children. I brought Anna to Taylor Swift, and seeing it through her eyes was incredible. I'll have to say Taylor Swift because Maria was there.
I was there, yeah.
So I was with my... It was Rian's first concert.
And Rian and Anna swapped bracelets.
They did.
And my heart did a little skip.
What's that crying, Maria?
Yeah. By the way, it was definitely Metallica.
Dave Moore on Today FM.